Greetings to you, my dear friend. I sincerely hope all is well with you and with your children by the grace of God who never fails us. In Genesis 3:15, the Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This is called the Adamic covenant, a covenant God made with Adam and through Adam to the whole world. God tells Adam what he will do. "I will put enmity between thee and the woman." In Genesis chapter 9, we have the covenant God made with Noah from verse 11. "And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh." In this covenant, God tells Noah what he will do. He will put a bow in the sky to remind Noah that he would no more send a flood to destroy the earth. In Genesis 12, we have the Abrahamic covenant. Reading from verse 1. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." In this covenant, God tells Abraham what he will do. In each of the three covenants, it is God who lays out the items of the covenant. The human being either accepts through obedience or rejects through disobedience. In Exodus 19 and 20, we have what may be called the Mosaic covenant. In that covenant, God gives the Ten Commandments, and the Israelites were to obey or disobey. By the way, that covenant is for the entire world, because "thou shalt not kill" applies to the whole world. God gave 10 principles. These are the principles he writes on the heart of a person in the new covenant. By the way, the new covenant is the way Abraham was saved. It's the way Paul was saved, because God only has one way to save. When you hear the old covenant, this was an agreement the Israelites made with God. Not God with them. He accepted it, but they made it with him. What am I trying to say? When God makes a covenant, he decides the details of the covenant. We accept through obedience, or we reject through disobedience. The new covenant, which saved Abraham, which saved Adam, which saved Paul, which saved anyone who is saved, because as I said, God only has one way to save. That covenant, the spine of that covenant is the law, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. We either obey them or we disobey them, but it is God who outlines the items of that agreement, the Ten Commandments, which includes the seventh-day Sabbath. At no time when God makes a covenant can a human being add or contribute to God's details. God contributes the details. We contribute obedience or disobedience. My dear friend, as you keep the Sabbath holy, remember you are simply saying, "I accept the details of God's covenant of salvation, which he writes on my heart, the Ten Commandments. I cannot change them. You cannot change them, because no human being adds to the details of God's commandments." May the Lord bless you and doubly bless your children as you honor the details of the new covenant, the Ten Commandments. God bless you and happy Sabbath.